Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, the UK's spring statement will be delivered today in the House of Commons by the British Chancellor Rachel Reeves, with the UK grappling with slow economic growth in the midst of global instability. All attention is on the Chancellor today, who's also facing mounting criticism over concerns that thousands of public sector jobs could be cut as part of a wider plan to reduce civil service costs. Well, joining me now to talk through it is Lucy Fisher, Financial Times Whitehall editor. So, Lucy, what are you expecting to hear from Rachel Reeves today?
Well, look, essentially quite a gloomy picture on the economic analysis. We are expecting growth to be forecast down, potentially even halved from its previous forecast of 2% to more around the 1% cut. We also know that borrowing costs have been higher for the government. Borrowing has exceeded expectations itself. Interest rates have been higher. And therefore, the 10 billion headroom, the wiggle room she left herself in the autumn budget for her sums, has all but evaporated, and she will be wheeling out cuts today in order to make her sums add up. What this isn't today is a full-blown budget. We are not going to hear tax changes, the government has confirmed. Nonetheless, I'll also be very much looking out for any pitch rolling by the Chancellor or any messaging to signal that there could be more pain to come on the tax front in the autumn.
Yeah, because she has made these rules for herself, hasn't she? Don't borrow to fund day-to-day spending and get government debt down. Is she still determined to adhere to those rules, Lucy?
In a word, yes. And that's been interesting. You know, traditionally, there are three options. You know, you can cut spending, you can raise taxes, or you can change your fiscal rules if you find yourself in a bind as Chancellor. But she has made it such a core pillar of her credibility as a Chancellor. It was a key part of her pitch to the public, to business, heading into the general election. And she's been pretty clear since then that, you know, these rules are all but watertight. She made a slight tweak to the interpretation in October to allow her to borrow a bit more for infrastructure and longer term investment in the UK. But, you know, there has been pressure on her from her backbenches to do just that in order to fund defence spending. And of course, we've seen Germany do that, borrow for that kind of expenditure. She is not choosing to do that. I think there are concerns that it would push up the cost of government borrowing too high and that the markets wouldn't necessarily wear it.
Now, is there a sense that she didn't go far enough last week when it was announced, when the welfare cuts were announced? Because they were told, weren't they, that they wouldn't achieve the level of savings that they expected to or needed to?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, this. Quite messy the way this is all unfolded, with the government, you know, having a big row with its own party, particularly the sort of left and soft left last week on these welfare cuts, which the government said would raise £5 billion. And now the OBR appears, and we're expecting, and some of the briefing overnight indicates that the Office for Budget Responsibility, the independent fiscal watchdog, has suggested it won't raise as much as Rachel Reeves thought, and therefore she's going to have to come forward with even more cuts to the welfare budget today. So that's an infelicity, and I'm interested that Labour's former Director of Communications Tom Baldwin said this morning that it has been a source of key irritation in government that the fiscal watchdog has come forward and put forward, you know, a different model of those plans.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see how she addresses that. Now, elsewhere, there's an update this morning, Lucy, on the harassment claims in Reform UK. What's been happening?
Well, this is an investigation carried out by a KC into it, who has found credible evidence of some of the conduct that was alleged against Rupert Lowe. He's one of just five MPs voted into the House of the Commons at the general election last summer for the Reform Party, led by Nigel Farage. He has since been suspended over these conduct claims. He has denied them, but the barrister employed by the party today has suggested that there are credible claims.
Lucy, thank you very much for that update. Lucy Fisher there from the Financial Times.